Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. If you missed any part of the show so far, you can listen to the WEEI podcast, Christian Arcan Show podcast, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcast, including our interview with Mike Dussault. He had some great stuff in there. Been talking a lot of football here over the course of the first 2 hours of the program, but it's 8 o'clock, which means it's time for some headlines.
These are the headlines.
Meester, here it comes. Swing and the save. Rebound, they score. One-handed in by Stahl. Yet Pastrnak wanting to break. This puck again stays in. Now Walker. Shot out in front. They score. Again, another rebound chance. It's Jankowski. Now Hall. Two on one. He scores. He held it. And then sent it inside the near post. 3-0 Carolina. So the Carolina Hurricanes snapped the Bruins' six-game home winning streak. And they have evened this season series at one game apiece.
Our brain was empty today a little bit. You could see it a little bit on our plays. We were not sharp.
Okay, there you go. That is a nice recap there of the Bruins and their 3-1 loss to the Hurricanes last night. It is also coinciding now with a rash of injuries that are affecting the Bruins, and that's unfortunate as well. Charlie McAvoy is the biggest name, obviously, but I think on that second line you're seeing it as well. Arvidsson going out. Really, I mean, there's been some issues here with these injuries, and you saw how different this team was without Hampus Lindholm. They're much, much better with him. Charlie McAvoy, you know that's going to be the case as well. I thought Swayman was okay last night. It wasn't a great game for him. 29 saves on 32 shots. It's not great, but when your offense can't get anything going, and I think that's a big part of that is the fact that that second line now is out of commission, and Sturm is kind of struggling to mix and match and put something there back together that's going to be able to go out there and produce. You got to be able to beat the good teams. Carolina is a very, very good team, and they're a team that's given the Bruins trouble over the years, no question about it, and they're good this year. So if the Bruins don't want to be looked at as a sort of a fluky team, a team that is good, they're fine, but are they really what they look like early on in the season here? If they want to be taken seriously like that, they're going to have to win those type of games. The offense can't go away, and we'll see. We'll see if these injuries, if they're able to withstand them and maintain that spot that they have up at the top of the Atlantic Division. So there's headline number one. Here's another headline for you. The Boston Red Sox, wheeling and dealing here, making some roster moves. First of all, they made a trade. They acquired Tristan Gray from the Rays for Luis Guerrero to make room for Gray. They DFA'd Nathaniel Lowe, peace out to him. Along with DFAing Nathaniel Lowe, they DFA'd Josh Winkowski. They also traded Brennan Bernardino to the Rockies for minor league outfielder Braden Ward. They also traded Chris Murphy to the White Sox for, is it Ronnie Hernandez or Ronnie Hernandez?
I would say Ronnie.
I think it's Ronnie, but I don't know. Minor league catcher from the White Sox. I don't know why whenever the Red Sox trade a reliever, they always trade him to Siberia. Like, it's so, you know, it's so rude. Same thing. It was the same thing with Boozer last year. They traded Cam Boozer to the White Sox. I didn't like it at the time because I thought, you know, you don't have that many power lefties in your bullpen. And then they brought in Aroldis Chapman, who was much better than anybody thought he was going to be. And it was a pretty bad take on my part in retrospect. But I still thought it's no real reason to trade Boozer. I like the story. You know, he came up from the independent league. Like, he was, you know, he was this guy who just came out of nowhere and then pitched his way right into the majors and was effective in the majors. He was okay with the White Sox last year. The White Sox are just such a joke.
Yeah, so what if he had a 5.52 ERA in 39 games?
Was it that high? I didn't realize it was that high. That's not very good. All right, so fine. He wasn't good. He wasn't good. Aroldis Chapman or Cam Boozer, I'd say the Red Sox came out on top of that one. But now they don't have any lefties. Chapman's their only lefty left. He's the only lefty left. That's it. Murphy's gone. Bernardino's gone. I don't know why they traded Brennan Bernardino. He was pretty, like, they used him as an opener. He was, I thought, very reliable when they needed him for multiple innings. He wasn't great, but the guy to trade, not if you were flush with lefties, then I'd say, yeah, sure. But right now, it's what, Peyton Tolley, Connelly Early? If he's a reliever, I don't know what he's going to be. Didn't seem like that was what they were pushing for with him. Peyton Tolley, different story. Although after that great start, Tolley was kind of afterwards. Got great stuff and a fun guy to watch, but he's got to be able to get guys out. And after that first game, he didn't really do much of that. Connelly Early, I mean, Early was the guy who kind of emerged out of those two lefties. Now, I'm sure that there are going to be many moves to come here. And I'm sure that they'll be able to figure out a bullpen with lefties in it, maybe some homegrown, maybe some they go out there and acquire in the offseason. Maybe they make some trades. I don't know. They did trade Shane Drouin and David Sandlin. Or no, excuse me, they didn't trade them. They selected all those guys up to the major leagues from AAA Worcester. Sandlin, Uberstein, and Drouin. So there's one lefty right there. But between the two of them, I mean, Bernardino, I thought, was a guy that earned a nice little role on this team. And they're trading him to the Rockies again. You know, do you have to trade him to the worst team ever? Does every single one of these relievers have to go from the Red Sox to a team that is just so miserable and their fans are miserable and the dugout's miserable? Like, I just feel like that's where you trade someone to have their career go to die. Like, that's what you do. Well, what's Brennan Bernardino going to do in Colorado, even if he pitches every day? You know, it's just no one's good there. No relievers are good there. The team was historically bad and took that title away from the White Sox, who were historically bad the previous 2 years. Stop, Breslow. Stop punishing these guys. Trade them away if you got to trade them away, but do you have to keep trading them to the Rockies and the White Sox? That just seems mean, doesn't it? Doesn't that just seem like a mean thing to do? Breslow, a mean guy. Maybe they said something to him that he didn't like. We know Breslow can be a little petty, right? We know that he can be a little sandy, right? Maybe Bernardino said something to him. Maybe Murphy said something to him. And he said, "Hey, you want to talk about me? Have fun. Have fun in Chicago."
Good morning.
Get ready to learn Denverese, buddy. That's too bad. I like both of those guys. I don't know if they're irreplaceable or anything, but I'm surprised. I'm surprised because I thought the bullpen was pretty strong and that those guys made some solid contributions to it. We'll see what they end up doing. Mostly I'm surprised that they just traded away all the lefties. You know, sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you signed in free agency, especially when it comes to relief pitchers. I feel like relief pitcher free agent signings are 60% bad. Like, I feel most of the time, more often than not, they end up being like, what'd you do? Why'd you even bother? What'd you spend all this money for in this reliever? You don't have someone in your farm system that could come up and do this? That's often, I feel like, what happens with those type of moves. But maybe it'll be different this time, maybe. And maybe some of these guys in the minors are more ready than I think. Yes, Joe?
I do just want to point out a report from The Athletic last week that said the Red Sox are considering the addition of a high-leverage reliever to create a version of a super bullpen.
Right.
The people familiar with the club's thinking said. So this could be step one into creating what the Yankees tried to do with a super pen.
How'd that work out for the Yankees? How'd that super pen work out for the Yankees, by the way? You know, Devin Willie, we knew that he was kind of a bust there. But when they traded for three more closers, how'd that end up going? I feel like it didn't go great. They had one that was good, and the rest of it was just all kind of, meh. Well, we need a reliever, so we traded for a bunch of relievers. Now we got a super pen with all these closers. No, you don't. You either have a closer or you don't. They emerged out of that with a closer whose name now I can't remember. Who's the guy that actually ended up being the closer? For the Yankees, not Williams, who was already there, but one of the guys that they traded for. The names escape me at the moment because they traded for a few of them. But that didn't really work.
Bednar. Are you thinking
Bednar,
David Bednar?
Yes, thank you. David Bednar. That's exactly what I was thinking of. And Bednar was fine, but they traded for like three guys. And Bednar was the only one that really was worth it. And again, I mean, teams are different. Trades are different. I still think the Red Sox should have done more at the trade deadline, but, you know, they did get Mats, and Mats was fine. Wasn't used in high-leverage situations. But I also remember, and I said this at the time, when Breslow came out and said all this, said what we're really looking for here is a frontline starter, and we need a right-handed power bat. And you know what else? We're going to get some high-leverage relievers, and we're going to create a super pen. He said all that same crap at the trade deadline. He really did. Frontline starter, exact quote. Well, we got to get a new power bat. Well, yeah, of course. Didn't even get one. Didn't get any kind of bat, let alone a power bat. Your frontline starter was Dustin May, and your high-leverage reliever was Steven Matz. None of those are what you said they'd be, but at least you got something. For the offense, you didn't do squat. And it showed down the stretch, too, by the way. That looked like a team on offense that didn't have any reinforcements coming, and they knew it. But as far as the pitching staff, trade deadlines and off seasons are very different. We all know that. At the trade deadline, teams ask for ridiculous packages. They do. In the off season, it's not quite as extreme. But that doesn't mean I'm automatically going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, well, Breslow said they're going to be looking for this. We've heard this song and dance before. Now, in fairness, last off season. That's exactly what they did. They got a frontline starter. They traded for one, and then they extended him. They got a high leverage reliever in Chapman, and they got a right-handed power bat in Alex Bregman. They need another one to replace Bregman, who, again, I don't think is going to be back. They need another starting pitcher, frontline starting pitcher, because as good as Crochet is, all these other teams have at least two guys. And Bayo, I'm not sure, is ready to be that yet. Maybe he is, but... You know, there were really good stretches from him, but also some stretches where you thought, okay, maybe he's not quite there yet. Him as a three or a four, I love. But as a two, not really. I think he can do better, and I think they're going to try and do better. But let's see it, okay? Let's see it, because that deadline, I think, let a lot of air out of that balloon. And that was unfortunate to hear. Let's get to our next headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at dsw.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So as everyone knows, I'm a big, big fan of Draymond Green. Draymond Green, who just always finds himself in these predicaments. Always in a predicament, that Draymond Green. And you may have seen this the other day, Draymond Green confronting a fan. A very tall fan. Did you notice they were like eye to eye there going back at each other? That guy must have been tall. What's Draymond, like 6'8"? And this guy, he was right there chin to chin. The guy kind of looked like Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy guy. Little bit, kind of looked like him with like curlier, shaggier hair. But in the face, I thought, I was like, is that Seth MacFarlane? Definitely isn't.
By the way, Draymond's listed as 6'6".
6'6", okay, not 6'8", 6'6". Still, I mean, this guy is a big dude. I think the guy was bigger than Draymond. The guy looks like he's a little taller than Draymond. And they were both, you know, he's out there. He's got his chest out. He's like, what do you want, Draymond? It's probably not the guy you want to do that to. This was during a game against the Pelicans in New Orleans. The fan was a guy named Sam Green, 35 years old of New Orleans. He's wearing a black polo shirt with the Pelicans logo on it, standing and cheering after Draymond Green had been called for a shooting foul while guarding Herbert Jones. While players began to take their positions along the key for the foul shots, Draymond strode over to the fan, stood inches from him as they spoke to each other. The fan was giving him the old, he's going, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do, man? If you're watching on Twitch, you can see it right there. The not Seth MacFarlane guy squaring up with Draymond Green. Again, not the greatest decision I've seen a guy make. Although I think Draymond probably looked at him and was like, okay, this guy's kind of big, but he's not a professional athlete. What do you want to do, man? Right here. Come on. Let's go. It'd be funny if he like took his shirt off. Come on. Nope. After the game, Draymond explained.
He just kept calling me a woman. Oh, it was a good joke at first, but you can't keep calling me a woman. I got four kids. One on the way. Can't keep calling me a woman. So, you know, he got quiet, though, so it was fine.
Okay. Draymond says that this guy was calling him a woman. The guy, Sam Green, says that he wasn't just calling him a woman. He was calling him one very specific woman. He was calling him Angel Reese, which is funny because Angel Reese is one of the, you know, like, she gets a lot of criticism for missing shots and getting her own rebound, calling him me bounce, which I thought was very, very funny. And then she took over. I think she trademarked me bounce. Which was smart on her part. She's smart. And she's good. She's a good player. But it does get a little ridiculous with the rebounds. It's true.
He just kept calling me a woman.
Sam Green said that Draymond shouted profanities at him and threatened to punch him out if he continued chanting Angel Reese at him. Green said, I wasn't using profanity. He walked 12 feet off the court to come and get in my face like that. It was a little unnerving. Green was given a warning by the ushers, but was allowed to remain in his front row seat. I think that was well handled. If he was out there screaming the F word or, you know, saying something Ray or whatever, then yeah, you take him out of there. You can't do that. But if all he was doing was chanting Angel Reese at him, that's a bit of an overreaction there by Draymond, I think, right? Isn't it?
Four kids.
That's true. You do have the four kids. Draymond said he was talking at first. You get a little closer. He didn't say much else, but it's fine. We move on. I didn't really see that guy backing down in the video. Did you? I mean, I don't. Listen, getting punched by Draymond Green is probably no fun.
Ask Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole will tell you that. Absolutely. Rudy Gobert, you got just strangled by him, basically. Or who'd he stomp on? Sabonis? Stomped right on Sabonis' chest. Being a Draymond's a bit of a violent guy, right? I mean, he just kind of is. But that guy, I mean, he's talking to him. He didn't stop talking. And he didn't really back down at all. He was right there and Draymond, well, what do you want? Come on, Draymond, let's go. And, you know, if all he was doing was chanting Angel Reese at him and Draymond hit him for that, that guy's getting paid. He must be doing okay if he's sitting at the front row. Although it was a Pelicans game, so maybe not. But you know what I mean? Like, he must be doing okay for himself. But even still, he's probably not making as much money as Draymond Green makes. And if Draymond Green took a swing at him for calling for chanting Angel Reese, yeah, that's them's not fighting words. It's not fighting words. Got to be a little bit better than that. Draymond Green, who was recently in the news for getting dunked on by Wemby, which was pretty good. Wemby got right in his face there. And then Wemby went down with an injury. So, you know, Draymond, something about Draymond, I don't know what it is, but he always, somehow he always wins, right? He always ends up winning these things. I don't know why. I'm not sure how. He can't shoot. He can't score. He's a good rebounder, and he plays great defense, and he's getting older, but he wouldn't really know it from the way that he plays and how he's doing these things. He guards guys who are a foot taller than him and does okay. I don't understand. I'll never understand how Draymond Green, at 6'6", as a 6'6" big, has been able to have this kind of career. It's really just a testament to being crazy. You know, it's just a testament to being a crazy-ass dude, and that's what he is. All right, one more headline for you. And that would be some news going from bad to worse for my guy, Shedeur Sanders. If you didn't know, Shedeur Sanders finally got into a game. It didn't go great. He threw a pick right away. He got sacked a bunch of times, missed a guy in the end zone. It was ugly. He picked up like a third down. And Jacina Anderson, for some reason, is all over this. Like, what a great throw against all odds. Shedeur Sanders picks up this third down. Meanwhile, he's out there missing throws, holding the ball too long, throwing picks, etc., which, again, it's his first NFL appearance, and he came off the bench. It's not like he had the whole week to prepare. All right, so we'll see what he looks like in this next game when he has a full week to prepare. Gabriel in the concussion protocol, so you are going to see Shedeur. But he didn't look good. And Jacina Anderson is just making a million excuses for him and really overhyping like the three completions that he had. It was very strange. I don't know what her deal is. I've been accused of being a Shedeur apologist, and even I didn't have anything for that one. It was an ugly debut. What are you going to do? I don't think it means his career is over, but it was an ugly debut. Anyway, to go from bad to worse, approximately $200,000 in property was stolen from Shedeur's house while he was playing in the game on Sunday. Three suspects entered the home at about 6:45. Surveillance cameras in the home captured video footage of the suspects entering and exiting different portions of the home. They were wearing masks and gloves and could be seen exiting the house at around 6:58 with property belonging to Sanders. In and out in 12 minutes. The incident's being investigated by the sheriff's office. Break-in occurred while Sanders was making his debut against the Ravens. This really happens a lot with these athletes. Luka got robbed. Joe Burrow got robbed. Mahomes and Kelsey got robbed. What I don't know is what I don't get, and maybe this is naive of me, but these people break into like guys making that kind of money. I'm surprised those guys don't have more security in their homes. You would think, right? There would be some kind of, well, all right, maybe not like armed guards 24/7, but, you know, some kind of security system when you got that, when you're making that kind of money, when you're that famous. Shedeur, now, you know, Shedeur is a fifth round pick. But he's got money. I mean, he's Deion Sanders' kid. He's got plenty of money if he wanted to hire some kind of in-home security or do something to prevent that type of thing. But I guess not. I guess that's just sort of overlooked these days. Anyway, there's your headlines here at 8 o'clock. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we have your New England Nightly News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.